Hello and welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast, where we interview environmental entrepreneurs and other environmental business leaders who are making a positive impact on our planet and a profit. In each episode, we sit down with successful green entrepreneurs and green business leaders to explore their journey about how they got started, the challenges they faced along the way, and where they are today. We explore different types of green business opportunities, tools, and resources to help you start your own green business or just work for one. You can have a positive impact on the planet and also make a great living. It's time for you to live your life's purpose, make a difference in the world, and have enough money to enjoy it. Welcome to episode 000 of the Green Business All-Star Podcast. My name is Ann Meador, and I've been working in the environmental field for over 20 years. Wow, saying that out loud makes me feel old and reminds me just how fast time goes by. Actually, I'm reminded of that every day, and as I get older, the faster time goes. Over the years, I've worked for a wide range of organizations. I've worked for state environmental regulatory agencies, big corporations where I was one of the regulated entities, and also for one of the largest school districts in the country, having a wide range of responsibilities from maintaining nature preserves to waste management to sustainability. But the one thing I haven't done is work for myself, where I can positively impact the environment the way I want to, and also make a great living doing it. I started off in the environmental field wanting to save the world. Between my sophomore and junior year in college, go Penn State! Sorry, I couldn't help myself. I spent a summer in Greece and was amazed at the beauty of the Greek islands and thought, why can't New Jersey beaches be so clean? This was also around the time biohazardous waste was washing up on the Jersey shore. That really does date me. But that's what fired me up about getting my degree in environmental science. So after all these years, I don't feel like I made the impact on the environment that I had hoped for. I wanted to clean up the world, but as you know, we've been going in the wrong direction. It seems that all the headway we made in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that now we've started to go backwards, especially in the last 10 years. But now are super exciting times in the environmental field. I feel that people really care, and not just the ones who study it or work in the field. People prove they care with their purchasing power by buying products that help the planet or at least don't have too much of a negative impact on it. It's too bad that we had to get into this mess, such as climate change, deforestation, microplastics, contaminated soil, contaminated drinking water, contaminated surface water, in order for more people to care. Well, I can go on, but the point is, people care, and they're caring more and more every day. I have great faith in the millennials and Gen Z, and I apologize on behalf of Gen X and the other generations that have come before for what we've done to the planet. The time is now for the entrepreneurial spirit to flourish in the field of environmental protection. We need innovative solutions to solve complex problems. Working a 9-to-5 job to make the planet a better place is good for some, but this podcast's main focus is to share with you how Green Business All-Stars are making a big difference by starting their own businesses that lights them up and gives them purpose. One of the side benefits, or main benefits, depending on your priorities, is earning more money and impacting more people and the planet. Lots of money. It's taken me a long time to realize that there's nothing wrong with wanting to make a lot of money. Money gives you choices, and one of those choices could be to donate as much as you want to a charity or a nonprofit. Hey, you may even be able to start your own nonprofit to help the planet. So, what exactly is a green or environmental entrepreneur? There are different definitions, but in this podcast, we're talking to and about people who look to create or identify business opportunities that are environmentally and socially responsible. Their goals are to create sustainable solutions to environmental challenges while generating profit through innovative and environmentally conscious practices. Environmental or green entrepreneurs may start their own businesses, work for existing companies or organizations, or engage in activism and advocacy efforts to promote environmental sustainability. A lot of the time, they use their skills and resources to create products or services that promote conservation, reduce waste, and mitigate the impact of human activities on the environment. In a nutshell, they see environmental problems and find solutions to solve them. These are the Green Business All-Stars we'll be interviewing weekly on this podcast, and they're going to share their journey with you about how they got started, the problems they're trying to solve, what they learned along the way, innovative solutions they've developed, as well as advice for how you too can become a Green Business All-Star. Our guests also offer actionable advice about making a difference in the world while making a great living doing it. We'll explore different ideas and opportunities for you to start your own green business and the tools and resources to help you reach your goals. It's your time to thrive in your own or someone else's green business. And wake up in the morning excited to go to work. You can have a positive impact on the planet and also make a profit. Our vision at Green Business All-Stars is to build a global community of green entrepreneurs and provide them with resources, mentors, motivation, and communities to start their own green business. You can listen to this podcast on all of your favorite podcast apps. We'll release a new episode every Tuesday at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. One of the keys to success is surrounding yourself with like-minded people who bring you up and cheer you on. Find these people in our Facebook group, Green Business All-Star Podcast. You may even meet people you may be able to collaborate with. You never know who you'll meet until you join. Thank you for listening to the introduction episode of the Green Business All-Star Podcast. During the 1 week launch phase of this podcast, I am releasing 3 episodes where I interview 3 Green Business All-Stars. After that, I'll release 1 interview episode a week, but I will also add some audio blog episodes in between to help you stay motivated along your journey. Please share the love and let everyone you know who may be interested about the podcast. Yes, this is a group effort to save the planet. Don't be like me and wake up 20 years later not making the difference you wanted to see in the world. Take action now.